This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I forgot I got to go first. All right. let's get to these confessions where I have to start with, I have a problem. Like, my confession is straight up, I have a problem.
Do tell.
And I'm kind of glad that Lopez isn't here because he would get on my keister about it. And I kind of alluded to it in the last segment, right? I started talking about the on-off minutes for Steph Curry and how I don't have that available to me. I know you'll be familiar with this, B-Sky, but I don't know if the audience in general would be familiar with this because this is more like basketball writers and basketball nerds. There's various kind of sites and services that have like the real deep stats.
Yeah, if you get cleaning the glass, Synergy. Yeah, a bunch of different places you can go.
Cleaning the glass is the one in particular. And that one, especially because Synergy, it's just you gotta know someone to get in on that one. Cleaning the glass, you just got to spend some money. During that game yesterday, I got this close to buying that subscription for cleaning the glass.
Oh, okay.
So I can look up. I have a problem.
I am actually more surprised that you don't already have the subscription, because I could see that easily being one of the things that you might spend your disposable income on. Like,
I only got so much of it, brother.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, this job aside, I could see you being into the cleaning the glass numbers enough to have already. So, like, this could almost be a two-part confession on your end. You got a problem because you came this close, but also the fact that you are the basketball or the stat nerd who doesn't have the stat nerd subscription yet.
Well, it's gonna
happen.
I can't fully justify it at this point. Like, I am not so much.
You will. We're eight months into this thing with your first full time midday. You're gonna get it
because
you will be. This is our first Rockets playoff run that we're all covering together. I got a feeling that this time next year that the Rockets will be back in the playoffs. I don't know what seed and who they'll be playing against. But Reggie will be giving us cleaning the glass data
giving you on these shows. Giving you some of these advanced metrics. Nah, like, for me, I'm like, hey, covering, like, I'm not like Kelly Eco. I'm not like, Big Sarge. I'm not like some of the folks that are on that Daily Beat, Daniel Lerner, who for them, I think it would be advantageous to be able to use that to make some of the arguments that they have to make consistently. Like, I think the conversations that we have about basketball and the Rockets over the course of the season, it's not very often that I need to use those. And oftentimes also, if I need to make an argument like that, someone like a writer would have already done some of that work for me. But yesterday I was like,
I want to one-up them.
I need
to come out of nowhere with a stat.
I could feel myself scratching the side of my neck like, hey, y'all got some more? I got some cleaning.
Y'all got some more of them stats.
Hey, look, you struck a nerve there mentioning some of the other beat writers. I will point out, y'all going to have to forgive me for, I know this is confessions. I'm going to speak out of turn here a little bit. But I think them writers, the places where they work, they also pay for them subscriptions. So, hey, shout out to Odyssey.
I had not thought about that.
And I know some people in high places. Y'all want to get my boy Reggie a subscription? It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It will help the show a lot.
I'm just saying, think of it as a long term investment.
I know, you know, the part that would help the show, me annoying the ever living, you know what, out of Lopez with some cleaning the glass stats.
I'd be here for it,
bro. I'm getting him on these regular stats and the ones that I can get off NBA.com. If I start hitting him with cleaning the glass stats,
he's gonna be like, what? What kind of Windex did you put on that glass?
That's right.
Again?
That's right. It's a Vorp and a Snort.
I, too, have a problem.
Hey! Uh-oh.
And this confession is going to be, I'm going to try to make this direct because it's a little two-part. Going into this game, going into game five, I did not give the Rockets much of a chance. I'm just going to be honest about it. I felt downtrodden based off of the way those two games went in the Bay. And so I had already looked past game five and was already thinking about the future. And I have done way more Reed Shepard film highlights and literature than I would like to admit.
So you have a cocaine Curry problem.
I have a cocaine Curry
you like that,
problem.
Huh? You like it?
I look, I don't know if there is counseling or rehabilitation for this type of issue, but I was getting heavy dosage of cocaine Curry. What does the future look like? This team doesn't have enough shooting. This team doesn't have enough playmaking. This team doesn't have enough shot creation. They got a dude at the end of the bench that I feel like can do it, and I did way too much cocaine Curry consumption over the last couple of days, especially considering how that stuff looked when they put it out there against the Warriors scrubs, right? Like the end of the Rockets bench against the end of the Warriors bench, and it wasn't translating. It wasn't given if you compare it to the amount of copious amounts of cocaine Curry I was consuming.
Yeah, man. That was one of the things I was super excited for when we crossed the threshold in my mind of, oh, okay, like this is done. And then relatively soon thereafter, Steve Kerr made that decision that this was done, which was earlier than I anticipated, but I kind of liked his decision there, knowing that they only have a couple of days and they got old and tired legs over there, to be like, hey, let's get as much rest as we can now, knowing that this one's out of pocket. Steph Curry didn't agree, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, here comes some Reed. We can get some data. I thought also here comes Cam Whitmore, but apparently that's just a different level of issue over there for some reason. But yeah, I was a little disappointed that I didn't get, like, well, we got Reed. We just didn't get Reed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wanted to get a microwave version of Reed. I wanted Reed to go out there and look like the Curry compare, which is a ridiculous comparison, we understand. But there's alliteration with the nickname, and we're with it, and he can shoot really well. I wanted to see the Steve Nash comparisons come to life, even in some garbage time minutes, and it didn't happen. And so, yeah, I was a little disappointed. And really, the confession is more so, I put the cart before the horse and got way ahead of myself, trying to imagine what a lineup with Cocaine Curry and, say, a Giannis Antetokounmpo looks like. What Cocaine Curry and Kevin Durant might look like. I did way too much of that before the damn series was even over with.
Hey, that cart is 500 feet back, man. Or that horse is 500 feet back, man. You way ahead.
Yeah, but that's where I was, man. I was that downtrodden by the losses. So, yeah, that is my confession.
I'm glad that you have been pulled out of that that space. Maybe, I think, possibly.
I'm wearing Rockets championship gear.
That's
now.
Right. We back in it, baby. Yeah. Sorry, my brain, while you were talking about Cocaine Curry, started doing like other alliterations. I was like, Booger Sugar Brent Berry. I'm like, where else can I get to? I'm like, what other shooters can I get? White girl Wally Zerbiak. See, now, you know what I mean? Like, what can I get to here?
Hash Nash.
Now you've gone to a bastardization of both cocaine and Steph Curry. It's like I went from just being cocaine and being compared to Steph Curry. Now you're comparing me to a berry and calling it Booger Sugar? No, man.
This is what happens in my brain.
I gotta admit, I three have a problem.
Oh, there we all go. Got problems.
Yeah, this ain't sports related though. So I went to this crawfish spot yesterday up in Crosby. It's called Johnny's. And every Wednesday they have all you can eat crawfish.
Ain't no way.
Yes, it is a way. So I gotta confess, man, I actually feel good about this too, because I think the most amount of crawfish I ever ate was like maybe 5 pounds in one setting.
Oh, did we set a new record?
New record,
let's
man.
Go.
New record, baby. 10 and a half.
No, are you for real?
10 and a half.
My man blew out his PR by over 100%.
Man.
Or 200%, rather.
So this is how it goes. So when you get order the all you can eat, and they start you off with 3 pounds. And he's like, all right, cool. And then once you get finished, I'll do another one, and then they send you another 2 out. And then they send you another 2 out. And at this point, I'm like, I'm in a groove. Now, let me see how far I could get. The last one, I told her to, you know, that's it. I'm tapped out. And she's like, oh, I already put the order in. So I'm like, oh, man. So
you fought through the last one?
I got half of it, man. So 10 and a half. It could have been 11. But it's 10 and a half, man.
Yeah, I respect it. And never mind the fact that that's about how much crawfish you got to eat to get full anyway. Like, 10 is
Wait,
a lot.
Wait, what are you doing right now? Was that crawfish slander?
No, I love crawfish. Okay, I'm just saying.
I want to be careful.
What I'm saying is I got to eat a lot of it to get full. It's a good thing that I like it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I
got to be in that direction.
Dog, I was stuffed. I'm low-key still stuffed right now, man.
Well, 10 pounds is a lot. 10 pounds of anything is a lot. I mean,
Yeah, so. But I feel good. I feel like a man. I'm like, 10 pounds of crawfish.
Got a lot of people showing some love to Joe Easton and Crosby too, so that might be a nice little
man. That's a great spot, man. We gotta go out there on the Wednesday one day. Just
say less. I'm there. Like I look. If today was still Wednesday, it is unfortunately Thursday. I would be there right now.
It's a pretty good price too, man. Like it's not crazy expensive.
Noted.
Yes, literally noted.
You could go to another spot and get like £5 for what I paid for it.
Look at this show, how productive it is, Reggie. We done got a crawfish spot. We got a blackberry crown kind of recommendation. So we done upgraded our drink and crawfish life.
And I do appreciate that the 832 sent in Nose Candy Curry. I feel like at that point you go Nose Candy Nash, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're sticking with the alliteration. Nose candy is just funny.
I just want with hash Nash.
Oh, I like that too.
I'm trying to hash find Nash. Well, if do we just still do, are we going to any narcotic now?
Yeah, do people still say hash?
I don't. Heroin Harden?
Heroin Harden.
I don't think that's him. I think we're talking about someone else entirely.
And heroin is crazy.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. I don't think anybody ever made, like, there were at times in different points of history where we've made cocaine cool. I don't think heroin ever got there. Like heroin ain't never been cool. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not endorsing doing no drugs. I'm just saying.
When you get to that point, you got a problem.
Yeah. Now, once we start putting heroin next to your name, we are slandering.
Yes, negative. It's derogatory.
It's a slur.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did we get here again?
Cocaine curry. And my confession of having a little cocaine curry problem.
Is Lopez actually a stabilizing force on this show? Is that what I just found out?
Maybe. Which is wild to think.
That is a crazy thing. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here. In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation to the Men's Clinic for bringing you that. Ganja Green. Which Green, though? Are we doing Gerald Green? You got to tell me which Green we're doing. Danny Green.
And never mind the fact that applies to like probably 85-95% of the league.
Yeah, Draymond Green.
I was like, I don't know. I don't know Gerald Green in a way where I should be able to say this. However, I feel like Ganja Gerald Green might possibly be oxymoron, or it mightn't possibly be redundant.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Didn't Draymond Green have blunts at his wedding or something like that? I'm pretty sure.
Did he?
I think you can find that.
That's very
California.
Go look
that up. And, you know, blunts at the wedding, a blunt bar.
All right. So, Figgy, you're going to have to get on this text line because people are now asking for follow ups on the Johnnies. 713-572-4610.
It's good, man. It's good.
Is where you'll get those follow ups. Yeah, yo, Jordan. Oh, okay. I'm done. Coming up next, we got to get to some buy or sell on a Thursday, and we will do it next.